Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 13, please. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, Let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Ye shall walk after the Lord your God, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him, and cleave unto him. And that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, shall be put to death, because he hath spoken to you, to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust thee out of the way, which the Lord thy God commanded thee to walk in. So shalt thou put the evil away from the midst of thee. If thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, Let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers, namely, of the gods of the people which are round about you, nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth, thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shalt thine eye pity him, neither shalt thou spare, neither shalt thou conceal him, but thou shalt surely kill him. Thine hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. And thou shalt stone him with stones, that he die, because he hath sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. If thou shalt hear say in one of thy cities, which the Lord thy God hath given thee to dwell there, saying, Certain men, the children of Belial, are gone out from among you, and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, Let us go and serve other gods, which ye have not known. Then shalt thou inquire, and make search, and ask diligently. And behold, if it be truth, and the thing certain, that such abomination is wrought among you, thou shalt surely smite the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly, and all that is therein, and the cattle thereof with the edge of the sword. And thou shalt gather all the spoil of it into the midst of the street thereof, and thou shalt burn with fire the city, and all the spoil thereof every whit, for the Lord thy God, and it shall be an heap forever. It shall not be built again. And there shall cleave naught of the cursed thing to thine hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger, and show thee mercy, and have compassion upon thee, and multiply thee as he hath sworn unto thy fathers, when thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep all his commandments, which I command thee this day, to do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord thy God. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. This is one of those passages of Scripture where people read it and recoil from it. And the reason people recoil from Scriptures like this is because they do not yet have the understanding that they ought to have about eternal life. There is, indeed, in this passage, a certain harshness. But that harshness, hear me now, is salutary. When I say salutary, children, I mean that this harshness that we see in this Scripture serves to the salvation of those who would be so tempted. Notice in this first portion, it's very interesting. In talking about the false prophet, notice what the Lord says unto the people via the hand, via the mouth of Moses. He says, if a prophet arises and he does a wonder among you, if he performs a miracle, and then he entices you, saying, let us go after other gods, don't let the miracle color your thinking pertaining to that prophet. He is a deceiver and a liar and must be put to death, even if he's done a magic trick in your midst. How important is that? How many times have you heard people in charismatic or Pentecostal churches saying, I must go there. I saw him do this. I saw him do that. And they do that to the destruction of their own souls. It is so very important. And what Moses, under the inspiration of God's Spirit, says to the people is, it's not the thing he does, it's the message. It's the word that he preaches. That is what is important. If he performs a miracle and preaches the wrong message, he is a false prophet. Send him out. Don't let him live. Now, we understand that we have no authority as a church to do any such thing. We don't take people out and back. I know it's going to be a relief to some of you. We don't take people out and back and you know, pile rocks on them until they're dead. We don't do that. That's not our purview. This is, again, under the theocracy, we see two things happening here, right? We see that the prophet will be put out from the church. It is the priests, the Levites in the church, that will judge his words. And so he will be put out from the church via excommunication, being cut off. And then the magistrate is to take up that charge and to put him to death. This is how important following the Lord your God is. Because if you are deceived by this dreamer of dreams, if you are deceived by this false prophet, this worker of miracles and wonders, you will lose your soul. This is how God feels about this. This is how vehement He is at the purveyors of false gods, false gospels. So we move on then to the next portion, which is verse 6. It goes deeper. If your most intimate family members, any of them, if they entice you, saying, let's go serve other gods. Jehovah, you know, he's a good God. But why limit ourselves to just one when there are so many? Why not go out and taste some of the other fruit that's out there? How intolerant is it simply to have one God? And we might apply that to our age by saying, how tolerant is it simply to say that salvation is by one way? How intolerant is it to say that Christ is the only way to God? How intolerant to say that it is by grace through faith and apart from works? How intolerant is that? How could you ever call such people, how could you ever relegate or condemn such people to hell that believe not the gospel? Come on, get real. What was the punishment in ancient Israel for following other gods? Not only were they to be stoned, but the family member was to be the first to cast the stone. his hand was first to be upon those offenders who said, let us go follow other gods. Are you getting the impression that following other gods is something that God is going to put a high fence around? Because it is damning to your soul. It is damning to your soul. Children, I cannot impress upon you more. I was talking with a Methodist man at work. He knows I'm a pastor, and he sells generators, and we have a good time together talking about the Lord. We've had a couple of lunches where we've done that, and Joanna and I have had dinner with him and his wife, and we had invited them out to the lectures last week, but they were not able to come. And he said, Todd, let me ask you this. How do you keep your children in the faith? Because our pastor told us that of all of the children that you see sitting in the congregation today, fully 90% of them or 80% of them won't make it into adulthood as Christians. How do you do that? What do you guys do? And I said, well, we struggle like everyone does. But we have a particular method. We have a particular way that it's a particular understanding of covenant theology. Our children are born in the church. They are church members because of their birth. We baptize them in recognition of that membership. We catechize them at an early age. We teach them when we rise up, lie down, walk by the way. We put all of our best efforts into that, and we pray that the Lord would use those means to bring them to Himself. We trust in His promises. But did you hear that number, children? That's based on a true statistic. There are people that study these things. They study how many children grow up in the church, and then when they turn that corner into adulthood, go on away. Don't really come back. Maybe every now and then to sample, see what's going on there. Not real believers, though. Settle it in your minds now, children. Settle it in your minds now that you will not fall away. Settle it in your minds now that you will remain diligent in the means of grace. Settle it in your minds now that to the best of your ability, as your parents graciously bring you week by week, you will not only come, but you'll pay attention. You'll give your ear to what is said. Settle in your minds that you, children, you, yes, you little ones, will pray every day that you will build habits of godliness at an early, early age. Never let it be said of any that are sitting here today or those who constantly sit here, who habitually, regularly sit here, that when they turn the corner in their teens, they left the faith. Never let that be said. And then finally, the last portion is, if any one of your cities, Moses tells them, if any one of your cities, there are certain men of Belial, they rise up and they entice that whole city to go after other gods, then you put an end to that city. Just put an end to it. You kill them all and their cattle, and you bring them all into a heap, and you take all of the rubble out of that city and you pile it on top of them and you burn it. And you let it come down till it's reduced to a heap of ashes. You know why? You're setting forth the sign that they chose ashes and eternal flames to the Lord their God. This is serious stuff, brethren. Brothers and sisters, pray with all your might for one another, for yourselves, I'm just going to hold out my arms here, for our children. Pray that we will not fall away from the faith. Pray that we will be diligent in the means of grace. Pray that we will spend our days not only diligent in the means of grace, but focused, intent upon them. And pray also that God, by these means, will be pleased to bring us to heaven in due time. Let's stand. Continue praising God in the singing of psalms.